向福生弟兄报告到，冯涛弟兄他回国探亲，但是他即将要回来。
And Brother Fu Sheng mentioned that Brother Feng Tao actually is visiting China and will be back soon.
我们啊，用祷告的心求神保守他一路回来的平安。
We also pray that for him to come back safely.
那今天也是神的恩典啊，我跟 Abraham 弟兄可以在这边分享神的话。
And by the grace of God that I can stand here to share the word of God with you.
也是一个荣幸。
And it's an honor to me.
那如果我讲的不完全的地方，或是 Abraham 弟兄没有听懂我的话的地方，求神恩典来保守。
If I didn't speak rightly or translation got a problem, hope everyone just spare it.
Yeah, 但是我相信圣灵会来做完全的工作。
But I believe the Holy Spirit would do the complete work.
所以我今天要用这个题目来跟大家来分享，就是如何为神所用。
And today I want to share this topic is how to be used by God.
那我想就是每一个基督徒应该都来思想这个问题，我们如何被神来使用。
Because I think every Christian, we should think about this question, how do we used by God?
不管你是初信刚受洗的基督徒，或是已经信主很久比较成熟的基督徒。
No matter you just baptized, or you have been a big Christian for a long, long time, considered a very mature Christian.
或是你即将从高中要毕业到大学去。
Or you just going to graduate from high school and you go to college.
或是比较年长的基督徒
or it's an elder Christian.
这个是我们一生都要来追求要来问的一个问题。
And this is the question that we want to ask our whole life, and we want to pursue actually in our life.
那我一开始我想用一个故事来做这个开头。
And in the beginning, I want to use a film to start with my message.
所以或许我们有弟兄姐妹看到这个图，然后就知道我要讲什么故事。或许你第一次听到。
Maybe some of you saw this picture, you immediately know what I'm going to tell, or maybe you're the first time to hear that.
所以可能每一个国家都有类似的这样一个故事，但是我知道这个故事是印度的一个寓言故事。
Maybe every country has this type of fable, but.What I got this is from India, so it's India fable.
So we can see on the picture there is an old man.
And so this picture is an old man.
We know that he is using a stick to carry two cups.
And we can see that he is using a shoulder pole to carry two jars.
那我想就是可能在比较偏远的地方，他们没有。像我们这么方便有自来水，他们必须要到很远的地方去挑水。
And maybe just in a remote place, it's not as convenient as us have this tap of water. They have to carry water from the far away.
他必须要走很远的路，然后用一个装水的容器，然后把水带回家，作为他那一天的使用。
So that's the daily activity. Every day has to use a water jar to go far away and get the water and fetch it back to home for the use of that day.
那我们看到这个图里面两个水罐子，有一个是漏水的，有个是没有漏水的。
And if you watch carefully this picture, and there's two water jar, one actually is leaking, the other is not.
那很明显就是说。这个没有漏水完好无缺的罐子就可以装满了水，然后回到家。
And obviously, this the jar does not leaking, and all the water will be. I can fill the jar with all the waters and carry all them back home.
那在我们左手边的那个罐子，我们看到有水这样滴下来。
And then the other jar, actually, you can see the drip of the waters of that jar.
那这样的情况经过了两年的时间。
And so this old man just used this way to carry fetch water to home for like almost 2 years.
那两年之后，这个有破裂的这个水罐子忍不住了，他就跟这个挑水人说话。
So in 2 years, this jar, this leaking jar that just cannot hold anymore, the jar just speak to the old man.
他用非常羞愧的语气，然后他跟挑水夫说：“我为自己感到羞愧，我要让你道歉。”
And the jar basically say, speak to the old man in a very sorry way to say, I'm sorry.
因为我这个罐子破裂了，所以每次你花同样的功夫，但是都只得到一半的回报。
And I said, because I'm leaking, so every day when you carry the full jar of water from place to go home, every time when you got home, I only have half water left. So you spend the whole effort, but you only got half of the return.
那这个挑水的挑夫，他就用微笑，带着微笑跟这个破裂的罐子说。
And then the old man smiled to the leaking jar and he said to that jar,
他说，你有没有注意到，只有在你这边的路旁有花。
And he said, did you pay attention that when I carry you through the path, only on your side there is a flower?
另外一边却没有。
And the other side does not have it.
因为我一直知道你的缺点，所以我在你这边的路旁就撒满了花的种子。
Because he said, I know you're leaking, so I always put a lot of flower seeds on the side of the road that on your side.
我们当中有一些喜欢种菜或是基于园艺的姐妹们都知道，你再好的籽，你没有水，它是长不起来的。
And of course, we are all of us, a lot of sisters doing the gardening. We all know, no matter how good the seeds you have, if you don't have water, then you won't grow.
所以很自然，就是在这个有破裂罐子这边的路旁撒的种子，然后有浇水，它们就长出来，然后开了花。
So on the side of the road, the leaking jar side, the old man put the flower seed and there's watering, so the flowers grow.
所以这个挑夫就对这个破裂的罐子说：“这两年来，我一直都能够采收这些长出来的花朵，然后带回家装饰。”
And so the old man just speaks to the leaking jar, says, all those 2 years, I'll be able to collect all those beautiful flowers and take home and decorate my home.
感谢神，他使用这个有破裂的水罐子。
Thank God that God used this leaking jar.
那我们可能在想我们要服侍神的时候，我觉得好像我什么没有什么才能，或是没有什么恩赐。
And a lot of time when we think how do we be used by God or how to serve God, I think I'm not very gifted and I don't have a lot of ability, skill.
当我在讲这个故事的时候，我不知道有没有弟兄姐妹觉得你是那个没有破裂的那个罐子，或是你觉得你是那个有破裂的罐子。
And when I tell these fables, I don't know among us, do you think you are the jar, the perfect jar without leaking, or you think that you are the jar with leaking?
不管你是什么样的罐子，神都能够使用你。
No matter what type of jar are you, and God can use you.
所以我们今天要从几段经文里面，我们可以一起来学习，我们这样能够让自己成为一个被神使用的人。
So today from several scripture, we want to learn that how we can be used by God.
请弟兄姐妹起立，我们来念这一段经文，在诗篇57篇第七到十一节。
Let's everyone stand up and let's read the scripture together, which you find in Psalm 57, verse 7 to 11.
请，神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。我的灵啊，你当醒起；琴瑟啊，你们当醒起。我自己叫及早醒起。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的慈达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高于全地。请坐。
Please be seated.
所以在诗人所写的这个诗篇是一个赞美诗。
So in this psalm, the psalmist wrote a song of praise.
我们从这一段诗篇里面，我们来学习啊几个真理。
And from this psalm, let's learn some truths.
在第十节这里说，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
And verse 10 said, Great is your love, reach up to heavens, and your faithfulness reach to the skies.
所以我们知道神是爱我们的神。
And so we know that God is the God who loved us.
他是满有慈爱怜悯的神。
And is full of grace and love.
那神爱我们，所以他要使用我们。
Because God loved us, so he will use us.
因为这是一切的开始，知道我们是被神爱的。
So everything when we serve God, it starts with the knowledge of that, knowing that we are loved by God.
那第二点就是，无论在什么样的光景，我们都要敬拜侍奉神。
And the second, no matter what situation, we want to know how to serve God and worship God.
因为神他在寻找敬拜侍奉他的人。
Because God is looking for those people who serve Him and worship Him.
就像在这个诗篇，大卫说：“神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定。”
And just like in this hymn, David said, "Oh God, is steady. My heart is steadfast."
我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
And I want to sing, and I want to praise.
在出埃及记里面，当摩西被神呼召去把以色列人从埃及带出来的时候，他跟法老这样说
：In Exodus, that when Moses called by God to bring Israelites out of Egypt, he came to the Pharaoh and told him.
他说：“耶和华神说，让我的百姓去敬拜。”
And he told the Pharaoh, said the God said, "Let my people go so they can worship me."
对，其实有一些英文版本是说。有一些版本是说让他们去侍奉
，and some verse said worship some version said let them serve me。
对，所以看到从这个经文，我们就可以看到，我们敬拜神就是一种服侍神的方式。
So from that scripture we can see the way we worship God is a way to serve Him。
所以我们应该要用各样的恩赐来敬拜神。
So we should use all our gift to serve God.
我们也用这样的回应神对我们的爱。
We also in this way to respond the love of God towards us.
我们不单在私下我们要这样做，我们在公开的场合，我们应该更要这样做。
It's not only in the private place, but in the public, we also even more we want to do that.
而且不单单是我们在想要敬拜的时候。这样做，我们在困难的时候也是要这样做。
And also, not only that we feel want to worship, not even we don't feel it, or even in the difficult time, we want to worship God.
那接下来这第十一节，我们看到说，我们在生命中我们要遵从神。
And the verse 11 teaches us that in our life we need to honor God.
就好像在马太福音第六章第九节说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And just like Jesus teach us in prayer in Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, he said, "Your name be holy."
我们接下来一起来念约翰福音第五章第十六到三十节。对不起，这个字体有点小。
And next, let's read the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 16 to
John.
John, 5, 16 to 30.
一二三，请。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”所以犹太人越发想要杀他。因为他不但犯了安息日，且称神为他的父，将自己和神当成平等。耶稣对他们说：“只凭着自己不能做什么， 唯有看见父所能做的，子才能做；父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，子也怎样自己的意思使人活着。父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交给子，叫人尊敬如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话的又听我来的，出入生不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子照样也有生命，并且因为他是人子，就赐给他行审判的权柄。你们不要把这事件让人出奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要看见他的声音，行善的作恶的复活定罪。我凭着自己不能做什么，我听见就怎样审判，但是也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来的意思。所以我们在这一段比较长的经文里面，我们看到耶稣说做父亲做的事。
So in this is rather long scripture, the first thing we see that Jesus said he does that what the Father does.
因为看见父做什么，子才做；无论父做什么，子也照样做。
And he saw the Father does things, and he did the thing the same way.
那这一段在这一段经文之前呢，耶稣在池子旁边医治了一个瘫痪38年的一个瘫子。
And before the scripture and the story is that Jesus healed a person, a paralyzed person for 38 years, by the pool.
这个瘫子他自小就是这样，然后他在这个池旁边要等那个水波动，然后他要进去受到医治，但是从来就没有办法。
And this paralyzed person actually is a lifetime long sickness has that way. He has to stay by the pool, and according to tradition, if the water stirs, and if he could jump into it, he got healed. But he has been not able to do it for whole of his life.
那主耶稣那天来到这个池子旁边，看到他这样一个情况，他就动了慈心。
And then Jesus that day came stop by and saw him, and Jesus has love in his heart.
那那天刚好是安息日，所以法利赛人就对耶稣这样做非常的不满。
And Jesus healed him, and of course that day is a Sabbath day, so the Pharisees is very mad at Jesus doing this.
法利赛人他们原本是虔诚的教徒。
Pharisees, that they used to be a kind of godly,
religious. 但是后来变得非常的腐败，墨守成规，僵化。
And now they become a very corrupted and always like stuck with a law in a way that it's don't know how to change.
所以他们就批评耶稣，因为他医治了一个瘫痪了38年的男人。
So they criticized Jesus Christ because he in the Sabbath day he healed a person that paralyzed for 38 years.
他们并没有看到耶稣他医治他，但是他们看到这个人搬了他的床垫。
Actually, they didn't saw that Jesus healed him. They actually saw that man move the blanket. that he used to be used.
Yeah, 在啊圣经上面说他搬了他的褥子，就是他的床垫。
And so the Bible said that he basically moved his blanket.
那我们从这里看到他的床垫都在那边，所以他啊就是在那边。待着，就是在那边睡着，哪里都去不了。
So you can see, he said, move his blankets. His blanket is there. Basically, he said, he's still there for all the time. He couldn't go anywhere.
我们常从刚刚的这段经文，在第十八节说，耶稣称神为他的父，将自己和神当成平等。
And so in verse 18, we read that Jesus called God as his father, make equal himself with God.
然后十九节说，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做；父所做的，子也照样做。”
And but in 19, Jesus told them, "And the Son by himself cannot do nothing; it's just by Father, and the Father does, and the Son does it."
所以从这段经文，我们学习到，就是唯有神。叫我们做的，唯有神感动我们做，我们才去做。
So from this scripture, we also can learn that when we want to serve God, we want to be in a way that we truly have the move from God. That God want us to do it, we do it.
也许我们当中有弟兄姐妹曾经跟我犯过同样的错误。
And maybe some of us had made the same mistake as I have done.
就是今天我可能我想做什么，我觉得是可以服侍神，我就去做了。
And maybe sometimes I think I'm going to do something. I think it is serve God, so I do it.
但是其实神并没有叫我做这个事情。
But actually, God really didn't ask me to do that.
那等我开始做，我再求神来祝福我所做的这个服侍。
And then I start to do it, and then ask God to bless the service I'm doing.
甚至在我做了，但是。没有得到应得的果效，我就开始抱怨神。
And even that, if I do it, and then there is no desired result, and then I start to complain God.
哎，我做了这个，我做了那个，但是为什么我的付出没有得到同样的回报呢
？And I say I would do this, I did that, I did that, but why my effort didn't got the deserve the return?
或许我们当中弟兄姐妹。有同样的经历
，Maybe we have the same experience.
所以，与其我们开始自己的计划，然后求神祝福我们的计划，不如问神的计划是什么，然后我们来加入。
So that gives us a lesson. Rather we start our own plan and ask God to bless, we probably should take a route that we ask what's God's plan and then join God's plan.
我们先做了，然后再求神祝福。这个其实不是圣经的教导。
And if we do it our way first and ask God to blessing, that's not the teaching of the Bible.
那我们一起来看到四世纪的第六章一到八节，我们一起来。
And let's look at another scripture, is Judges chapter 6, verse 1 to 8.
以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。耶和华就把他们交在米甸人手里七年，米甸人压制以色列人，以色列人因为米甸人，就在山中挖穴、挖洞、建造营寨。以色列人每逢撒种之后，米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都上来攻打他们，对着他们安营，毁坏土产，直到加萨，没有给以色列人留下食物。牛羊驴也没有留下，因为那些人带着牲畜帐篷来，像蝗虫那么多，人多罗无数，都进入国内，毁坏全地。以色列人因米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，呼求耶和华，耶和华就差遣先知到以色列人来，对他们说。耶和华以色列的神如此说：我曾你们从埃及上来，出了为奴之家。我们就先念到这边。所以，有读过这段经文或是四世纪的，都知道
And we read the scripture, we, if we book of Judges, we know, we're familiar with this story.
当神把以色列人从埃及带出来，然后领他们进迦南地之后。
And when Israelites was led by God into the land of Canaan.
他们当时并没有遵行神的旨意，把迦南地的这些居民都赶出去。
Because they even failed to follow the instruction of God and driven all other people in the land of Canaan.
有时候他们还觉得把他们留下来是一个小聪明，可以用他们当成他们的苦力。
And they sometimes they think it's a little smarter for them to keep them so they can use them as a labor.
所以在士师时代的时候，以色列人就常常遭受这些外邦人的攻击。
So therefore, in the time of Judges, the Israelites was attacked often by those Gentiles.
所以在这段经文第十节这边说，神的子民陷入困境，因为他们不听神的话。
And so in this verse 6 of chapter 6 verse 10, they said the people of God falls in a difficult situation because they do not listen to the word of God.
所以一个要服侍神的人，要被神使用的人，听神的声音是非常重要的。
So a person wants to serve God, and it's very important to hear the voice of God.
在约翰福音六章二十四节说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又差信我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
In John 6:24, it says, "Truly, truly, I told you, those who hear my word and believe this, the one who sent me, and they will have eternal life. It will not be condemned, but out of death into the life."
这一段主耶稣所说的经文很重要，告诉我们生命的关键在于听他的话，而且要相信。
And in this scripture, Jesus clearly told us the key part of our life is hear His word and our belief.
并且在约翰福音第六章三十节，主耶稣这样说。
And even in chapter 6, verse 7, Jesus himself said that.
在根据那个圣经一个版本叫信息版的圣经说，我不能独自做任何事，我听了之后我才决定。
And at that time, Jesus told that according to one version, the translation will become said, I cannot independently do any decision at that time. I hear and then I make a decision.
那接下来一点就是我们要尽力行善。
And so next thing is we're going to do, when we serve God, we want to do our utmost with our strength and heart to do the good works.
就像在提摩太前后书第三章十六十七节所说的。
And like Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16-17 mentioned that
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
Our scriptures God breathe and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training, and in righteousness, so that servant of God may be thoroughly equipped every good works.
行善做好事并不能叫我们得救。
The good work does not make us to be saved.
因为我们这样想的话，就是本末倒置了。
If we think about that way, then we turn the actual things upside down.
然而，神救赎我们，叫我们能够有一个新的生命，叫我们信仰的生活是一个行善的生活。
But God saved us, gave us a new life, and therefore our life of faith is a life of doing good works.
就像在刚刚读的约翰福音第五章二十八节里面所说的，时候要到，凡在坟墓里都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
And also like the scripture we just read in John chapter 5:28, said the time is coming when all those in the tomb will get a grave, they will get out, hear the voice, and who doing good work will have the resurrect, have a life. If do evil things, they will be condemned.
因为虽然行善不能叫我们获得这个神的救恩，但是行善是一个得救的一个证据。
And even the doing the good work cannot be let us have the salvation, but do good work is evidence of we do have the salvation.
总统奥巴马曾经说，不要等待好事情发在你身上，发生在你身上。
And President Obama once said, "Do not wait for good things happen to you."
如果你走出去，让一些美好的事情发生。
If you go out to make some good things to happen,
你就会让这个世界充满希望。
And you make this world full of hope.
那我们这样做的时候，我们应是靠着神的恩典来做。
Of course, we do this. We do it by the grace of God.
接下来一个，神喜悦我们来寻求他。
And next things, if we want to serve God, want to know that God delighted.Please that we seek him.
在刚刚我们念到约翰福音三十节里面说，我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
And the scripture just read verse 30 said, I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
我觉得这个是我很难做到，而且一直在寻求的一个事情，就是不求自己的意思，只求神的意思。
And I feel this is a very difficult part for me. I feel it's difficult. It's not seeking my own, please myself, but only please God.
因为寻求自己舒适的生活或是方式是很自然的事情。
Because it's very natural for us to seek the things that please us.
但是圣经经文跟我们说，我们要求神的喜悦，不是求我们自己的喜悦。
But Bible teaches us we are to seek things that please God, not please ourselves.
而且这是我们每一天需要去操练的一个事情。
And this is also something we need to practice every day.
接下来我们要被神使用，我们必须要向神来呼求。
And the second, if we want to be used by God, we have to cry out to God.
我们再回到刚刚那个四世纪第六章里面，以色列人他们受到外邦人的攻击，所以他们就向神来呼求。
And if we go back to the Judges we just read, and Israelites were attacked by Gentiles, so they cry out to God.
那我们知道，当以色列人向神呼求的时候，神就来帮助他们。
And we know that the Israelites cried to God, and God came to help them.
我感谢神，在我一生许多次向神呼求的时候，他都回应我的祷告。
I thank God in my life there's so many times when I cry to God and He answered me.
所以你今天无论遇到什么困难或者是挑战，你要向神来呼求。
So today, no matter what kind of difficulty or challenges you are facing, and you want to cry to God.
我在这边想要分享一个小故事。
I want to kind of share a story with you.
就是我认识的一个老弟兄，他年纪很大了。
And I know a brother and who is very elder.
但是他近来经历了许多的难处。
And recently he has gone through a lot of difficulties.
在这个当中，我看到他还是常常感恩。
And in this time, I saw him still often give thanks to God.
而且随时随地，他都是用一个传福音的心，不管是用福音单张，或是告诉别人神祝福你，耶稣爱你。
And in every moment, whenever he has a chance, he always either use a flight or verbally just tell people that God love you and.
我希望我也是能够像他这样，有这样一个感恩，一个向人传福音的这样一个心智。
I pray, I hope that I myself can like him every time give a thanks and also have this well to preach the gospel to the people around me.
特别不容易, 因为这个弟兄是一个 西方人, 但是他都用教人, 说中文的方式, 来吸引人的注意。
And especially this brother is a Westerner, but he used a way to teach people speak Chinese to draw their attention to the gospel.
那, 接下来就是我们要知道神与我们同在。
And next thing is, if we want to serve God, we want to know that God is with us.
在四世纪第六章接下来的 经文里面让我们看到说神他使基甸兴起。
And the next things from Judges, we know that when Israel has cried to God, and God had Gideon to help them.
神对基甸说，大能的勇士啊, 耶和华必与你同在。
And God said to Gideon, when he called Gideon, he said, Lord, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
然后当基甸他向神呼求的时候，耶和华就回答说：“我必与你同在。”
And then while Gideon cried to God for help, and God answered him, said, "I will be with you."
当主耶稣他要升天的时候，他就跟他的门徒说：“我必永远与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
And in the time when Jesus ascended to heaven, he promises the disciples, he said that he will be with them until the end of the world.
同样的，我们也承受这样一个,
and also that promise is not just made to those who watch him ascend to heaven, but also to all of us today.
那第十点快讲完了。
And the last point to in terms of how to serve God.
我们要去服侍神，我们要知道我们的弱点是什么。
And if we want to serve God, we really want to know what is our weak spot.
我们在四世纪里面，我们看到基甸，他是一个很谦卑的人。
And in Judges, we know that Gideon is a very humble person.
他说：“我怎样才能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派中是最弱小的，而我在我家又是最小的。”
And when God called him to save the Israelites, and Gideon said, "How can I do that? Because I'm the least in my family, and my family is the least in the tribe."
也许我们当中有弟兄姐妹说：“哎，那个就是在说我。”
And maybe someone of my sisters said, "Yeah, that describes me."
但是我们知道, 因为我的弱点，神他更能够使用我。
And we want to know that because of my weakness, then God can use me.
因为在哥林多, 后书12章第9到第10节, 保罗这么说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 to 10, Paul said this.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。And
Paul said, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may be rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
那在四世纪。 第6章27节，然后到34节， 因为时间的关系， 我们就不念， 但是我会跟大家来讲。
And in Julius, the story, we don't read the scripture for the time's sake, I just tell the rest of it.
在我们周五的查经， 我们才刚查完四世纪， 然后现在再查， 撒母耳记。
And in our Bible study Friday, we studied a book of Gideon's, a book of Judges.
那在27节, 说, 基甸呢, 他就照耶和华所吩咐行了。
And when Gideon was called by God to see the Israelites, God told him something to do, and then verse 27, he said, Gideon did according to what God commanded him.
因为在那个时候, 即使 很多以色列人，他们都开始敬拜假神，敬拜别的神了。
Because at that time, there's a lot of Israelites, they are not worship the true God, but worship idols.
那在那个时候，他们所敬拜的一个是偶像，叫做巴利。
At that time, they worship the idol called Baal.
那当神呼召基甸的时候，他就回应。
And when God called Gideon, he responded.
他就带了一些人，然后去把那个巴利的神坛拆掉。
He took some people with him and go to the altar of Baal and take down the altar for the Baal.
而且把那个巴利的这个偶像把它砍掉。
And also cut off the idol, the Baal's idol.
然后在那边筑了一个新的坛，然后献祭给神。
And they create a new altar that offers sacrifice to God.
在三十节这里跟我们说，尽管他是冒着生命的危险，但是他还是遵照耶和华的吩咐做的。
And verse 30 that said also even that time he actually risked his life, and but he did according to what God commanded to him.
有时候我们也可能会像基甸这样面临一个比较危险危急的状况。
Sometimes what we say we probably will face like Gideon face a critical or dangerous situation.
我们常常面临到一些要做抉择决定的时候。
Sometimes we have the time to make a decision and make a choice.
或许很多时候我们就是做一个对我们自己比较有利的这样一个决定。
A lot of times we tend to do a choice or decision that it's easy for us.
即使这个决定可能不合神的心意。
Maybe this decision or choice may not fit God, meets God's will.
从基甸的这个例子里面，我们应该来学习到，我们要像他一样，我们按照耶和华的吩咐行了。
From Gideon's example, we have to learn a lesson that we need to do it like him. Is do it according to God's commanded to him.
那最后一点也是最重要一点，就是我们要对神有信心。
And the last one, I think the most important is we have to have a faith in God.
因为我们没有信心，我们就不能取悦神。
If without faith, we cannot please God.
我们看到基甸他大能勇士的秘密就在于耶和华的灵降在他身上。
And we can see Gideon become a mighty warrior is because the Spirit of God is dwelt upon him.
在他带领两万多的以色列人要去迎接这些外邦人的攻击的时候。
When he took 20,000 people to meet the attack of the Gentiles.
但是神把大部分人都送走了。
But God asked him to send away most people.
最后呢，只留下了300人给他。
Finally, only left 300 people with him.
这个就是在我们的头脑里面没有办法理解的，对不对
？So this actually in our mind is very hard to comprehend.
但是从这个例子里面，我们看到。因为有神的灵与他同在，就能够透过他做成许多不可能的事情。
And but through that story and that event, we can see because the Spirit of God is with Gideon, then through him, God can do a lot of things that are impossible.
所以我们确实我们需要圣灵的力量。如果我们要服事神
，So indeed we need the power of the Holy Spirit if we want to serve God.
再回到前面那个破水罐的例子，我们看到基甸他就像那个破裂的水罐子。
Let's go back to the example of the leaking jar, and the Gideon here is like that leaking jar.
我们看到神他可以透过这个不完美的基甸完成许多神要透过他完成的事情。
And we can see God used this very imperfect.Gideon and through him to do a lot of things that God wants to accomplish.
如果我们今天可以学到一点点的的真理的话，我们就是要相信神他能够透过我们，因着他圣灵的力量完成他的使命。
And if we want to learn something today, one thing we can learn is that God through the power of the Holy Spirit, can through us do the things that He wants to do.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你，你借着你的话语来启示你要对我们的显明的旨意。
Thank you, you use your word to teach us the will that you want to show it to us.
求你也是赐给我们有一个受教的心。
And ask you give us the heart of be can listen.
求你的圣灵与我们同在。
May the Holy Spirit be with us.
那我们在这个你的话语里面经历到你自己的信实。
And in your word, let's experience your own faithfulness.
我们这样祷告都是奉主耶稣的名所求的。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.